Episcopal Church. And Grandma says she never got him in church after she married him.
Oh, no. She never did.
He don't went to church yet, but she used to say she, yeah. She was a little bit of woman. I tell you, she wouldn't reach under my arm. And I tell you what, you talking about a going Jesse and getting things done. She could do it. I'm telling you, she bossed everything in sight, and my grandfather was 6'2" or 6'3", and I mean, she would say something to him, and his, yeah, and her name was Gabriella. Gabriella. Well, Gabriella was her name. And she'd say something to him, and he'd say, "All right, Gaby, all right, I'll do it. I'll tend to it, Gaby. I'll tell you right now." Now, she died in 1919, and I was 15 years old when she died.
And
I remember grandmother well, yeah. And grandpa died in 1931. Mm-hmm. Now, it's a funny thing about our family, but everyone have died in an odd year.
Oh, really?
I went up to cemetery and I checked this thing. Yeah. I got to thinking about it. My mother in 63, my dad in 41, my grandfather in 31, my grandmother in 1919. So I always tell my wife, I say, now these odd years, I got to be careful. I got sick in 69, you see.
That's right.
Don't worry, man.
Yeah, that's right. You know,
this is my year.
You know what I mean? You're sick of the dog. We can breathe easy this year.
Well, I hope so. I got this even year. I can make it to Christmas.
That is really an honor.
Well, that's a funny thing. And I went up to the cemetery and looked up some of the brothers and all. And by George, they are odd years too. Now, not all of them, mm-hmm. I wouldn't say all of them, but the biggest majority have died in odd years, they sure have. But I don't know, is there anything else that questions you'd like
to
ask?
I'd like to ask you just a few other questions.
All right.
I wanted to ask you something about this log house that you were talking about.
What now?
This log house that you could remember. You know, I think
you
said it was
the log house.
The log, yeah.
It was on North 4th Street.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a big two-story, and it had four rooms on the right. It had a dog trot through the middle. Two big rooms on the right and two big rooms on the left. That's right. That's four. And then it had a porch on the back,
mm-hmm.
and then it had a long kind of a shotgun frame, kitchen and all way on back. It ran back with a porch around each side of it. Yeah, now that wasn't two-story, that was one-story, that part, but the front part was all two-story.
Mm-hmm.
There were two rooms here and two rooms upstairs, and two rooms in, two rooms over there.
Oh.
So that's four on each side.
Four on each side.
Then there was a stairway that went up in this dog trot.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a balcony up here at the back, and you went around the balcony into the room.
Uh-huh.
And a man by the name of was living in the house when they tore it down. And he happened to come in the office here one day, and I said, "You know, I said, you still living in the old log house out there?" And it was on the place. The land has changed hands and all. And he said, "Yes, sir, I still live there, but we're going to tie it down, and was promised to build me a new house." And I said, "Well, if you think of it, and do think of it, save me a log, just a chunk out of it." And one day he walked it in, laid it on the desk. I got it out at the house, about that long. It's square cut. It's cut with an adze, you know, one of these old time hand cut. And they tore it down, and now out on the farm where I farmed,
mm-hmm.
I tore down many a log house.
Mm-hmm.
I think of it now, back in the 30s.
Mm-hmm.
I tore them down and made bridges out of used the logs to make bridges.